And now, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. And, of course, to that foxy, fine-looking First Lady over in the corner. What's up, baby? Throughout my first weeks in office, I have been accused of not trying hard enough to cheer you up, of bringing too much gloom and doom, of being too honest with the American people. Now, as I speak to you every few hours about the state of our economy, I have tried to level with you about the gravity of our situation, which is, let me repeat, deeply, deeply screwed up. Way more than I even thought when I took this job. But tonight, let me offer these reassuring words that I know so many of you have been wanting to hear. America rocks. This is, like, the awesomest country ever. America has been, always will be. And if you don't like it, you can get the hell out. From the housewife in Pocatello, Idaho, who embodies American awesomeness every time she pulls her Chrysler minivan into the high school football game in time for the Pledge of Allegiance, to the one-armed Hispanic sewer maintenance worker in Coral Gables, Florida, who still manages to find time to pin a flag pin on his coveralls each morning at 3 a.m., to the 94-year-old widow on a fixed income living in an unheated shack deep in a coal mine in western Pennsylvania, caring for 16 foster children all while going to night school to obtain her law degree. This country will triumph, and we will keep our chins up. To assist in this historic effort, I have asked Joe Biden to lead an unprecedented National Party Planning Committee, because when it comes to planning a fiesta, no one messes with Joe. What do you think, Joe?
That sounds awesome!
Okay. In conclusion, I know times are bad, but don't get me wrong, America has never been awesomer. Good night for now, and please don't miss my next press conference coming up in about 15 minutes.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Republican response.
Well, hello. I did not see you there. I'm Bobby Jindal, governor of the great state of Louisiana. Happy Mardi Gras! Woohoo! Now, that was some nice speechifying right there, I tell you what. But as my daddy always used to say, Bobby, y'all don't trust no government. No way, no how. You just keep to your business, let other people keep to them's own business, and everything will be just fine. My parents were both immigrants to this country, and if there's one thing I've learned from my experience growing up in this country, it is this complex and deeply nuanced point. Americans can do anything. Americans can lift a car off a screaming child. Americans can crush a beer can against their forehead. Americans can divert a huge storm that threatens to destroy one of our major cities. Haha, well, maybe not that last one. But Americans can do almost anything. Democrats believe Americans are a bunch of helpless babies, unable to feed themselves or get a job. Republicans know better. Republicans know Americans can do anything. Just remember that, and we'll be fine. I guarantee it. I'm Bobby Jindal, and now I'm going to keep on walking in the direction I was already walking in when I encountered this camera in my hallway.